Hare Krishna. I'll be reading about Jeev Goswami, 1512 to 1598. Anupam, the brother of Roop and Sanatan Goswami, had one child who became very famous as Jeev Goswami. Little is known about Jeev's childhood, except that his father, Anupam, passed away on the banks of the Ganges while still quite young. As Jeev grew, his body developed all the features of a Mahapurush, that is a divine person. He had wide lotus eyes, raised nose and forehead, conch-like neck, broad shoulders and chest, hands reaching to his knees, and a glowing effulgence. During schooling, he studied the scriptures with great enthusiasm and mastered logic, poetry, and grammar. At this time, Jeev worshipped the deity forms of Krishna and Balaram, fully understanding them to be the same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu, who were at that time present in India. Jeev was only 20 when his mother passed away. His grief moved him to renounce the world and follow the path of his uncles Roop and Sanatan. They had gone to Vrindavan and lived as simple mendicants, following the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before going to Vrindavan, Jeev Goswami first visited Navdweep to receive the mercy of Nityanand Prabhu. Upon beholding the beautiful form of Nityanand, Jeev offered a humble prayer at his lotus feet. "You are Balaram. In fact, you are so infinite, I cannot properly describe your qualities. One thing I know for certain is that you are my eternal master, and I am your servant. By your mercy, one can receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya and thus drown in the nectar of love of God. Without your mercy, no one can get Sri Chaitanya, even if he worships him for 100 lifetimes. I therefore pray for your merciful glance." Being pleased, Nityanand Prabhu took Jeev to all the 9 islands of Navdweep. They visited all the great devotees living there. They especially visited the places where Sri Chaitanya had stayed, such as his family house. When the wonderful tour was over, Nityanand instructed Jeev, "Go to Benares, complete your studies, then proceed to Vrindavan." Accordingly, Jeev went to Benares and took training from the leading professors of Vedanta there. As a result, he became well known for his great learning in philosophy. When his studies were complete, Jeev remembered the order of Nityanand Prabhu and left for Vrindavan, the land of Krishna. Upon arrival, he was greeted by other 5 Goswamis, including his uncles Roop and Sanatan. They and other leading devotees welcomed him with great love and affection. After he settled in, Jeev asked Sanatan to initiate him as his disciple, but out of humility, Sanatan advised him to approach Roop Goswami. Roop wanted to first test Jeev, so he gave him many menial tasks to perform. Jeev begged alms, prepared food, and collected palm leaves for writing on. Such was Jeev's selfless dedication that Roop was most satisfied and formally initiated him into Lord Chaitanya's spiritual family. As time went by, a famous pandit by the name of Roop Narayan visited Vrindavan. He was a proud man and bore the title Digvijayi. which means he who conquers in all directions. His practice was to challenge leading scholars wherever he went. He would debate with them and then force his defeated opponents to sign a certificate declaring his victory. Rup Narayan had heard that Rup Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were the most learned scholars in northern India. If I defeat them, he thought, then I will be hailed as the greatest scholar in the whole of India, if not the whole world. I must seek them out and challenge them. With this determination, he found Rup and Sanatan and laid down a challenge. The two Goswamis did not want to waste their vulnerable time talking with such a pompous person, so they humored him. O Rup Narayan, you are such a great and unbeatable scholar, and we are not at all on your level. Our friends speak highly of our learning, but they exaggerate, for we can never compare with a person such as you. Hearing these words, Rup Narayan glowed with satisfaction and insisted, then you must sign a certificate of defeat. The brothers immediately complied and were glad to see the back of their unwanted guest. The scholar did not immediately leave Vrindavan, for the fame of Jeev Goswami had also reached his ears. Confronting young Jeev, the scholar showed him the certificate signed by his two uncles and boasted how he defeated them without even a debate. Jeev was furious that Rup Narayan dared to speak of Rup and Sanatan in such a belittling way. Yes, I will certainly enter into a debate with you, retaliated Jeev, determined to re-establish the reputation of his uncles. For 7 days, on the banks of the Jamuna, they battled their wits in a contest of learning. On the last day, Jeev emerged victoriously. The proud Rup Narayan was defeated. He could no longer claim to be the Digvijayi, one who conquers in all directions. In great shame, he hastily left and was never seen again in Vrindavan. In this way, Jeev Goswami acted like fire and defended the good names of Rup and Sanatan Goswami. Jeev's fame spread far and wide and attracted the attention of Emperor Akbar, who visited Vrindavan and secretly met Jeev. The emperor was blindfolded and led into a garden called Nidhiwan. Therein, by the grace of Jeev Goswami, he experienced a spiritual vision that was to have a deep and lasting effect on him. The emperor was so moved and impressed that he decided to help Jeev with the construction of the 4 original temples of Vrindavan, Madan Mohan, Govind Dev, Gopinath and Jugal Kishore. Jeev Goswami also oversaw the building of Radha Damodar Mandir. In the courtyard, there still exist rooms rented to holy men. It was here that His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada stayed for 6 years before sailing to the USA in 1965, and in which His Divine Grace wrote the first 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. In due course, Jeev Goswami accepted disciples. He also took responsibility for all the thousands of palm leaves upon which the other Goswamis wrote. He amassed a great library of the sacred texts and ordered his leading disciples to take them to Orissa and Bengal. There, devotees copied and studied them with great interest and joy. In this way, Jiva Goswami organized the first book distribution program. Jiva Goswami is credited while having personally written more than 4 lakh verses of scriptures. His philosophical writings are so famous that the Benares Hindu University dedicates an entire department to the study of his books alone. He has, in fact, often been cited as the greatest philosopher of all Indian history. Srila Prabhupada asserts that Vaishnavas are the world's greatest philosophers, and of them, the greatest is Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami's Samadhi stands in the compound at the Radha Damodar temple. In Krishna Leela, he is Vilas Manjari. Jiva Goswami ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna.